Hey guys, this is the Mind of a Musician podcast, and this is the reggae episode. I've never checked into any reggae music before, but we have a local artist. His name's Brian Tymeyer. I hope I'm saying his name right. And he is the frontman for the band Lively Up. Aaron Underwood's a part of that band. I know those guys are pretty involved in the open mic night at New Stadium. So if you've been over there to check that out, you might know them. But I decided with this episode I would review a song by Brian's band Lively Up, because Brian's playing a solo performance on March 19th out at Augustino Brewing at Central and Tyler. It'll be at 7 p.m. So this episode will be a little preview of some of the projects that Brian is involved in. But first, story time. So last episode I did this big review of Death Cow's new EP. Death Cow's from Nebraska, and they come over here and play Wichita all the time. They're a punk band, kind of sound like Nirvana. It's awesome. And I was really excited. I wanted to go to this show so bad. It was at Kerosene Skate Shop. So I tried to find out what time the band was playing. I was actually coming from a show at Augustino Brewing. So I showed up thinking I had like an hour or so before the band went on, and all the bands were like loading up their vans, and Death Cow had like already left to go eat. The show was over, and I was like, crap, man. So I didn't get to see Death Cow yet. I'm going to have to wait till they come back. So come back to Wichita, Death Cow. I will be like the first person there and the last person to leave. Maybe I'll pitch a tent like outside the venue like people do for football games and stuff. I'll be one of those guys. All right, let's take a listen to some music. Now, I don't really know much about reggae. Like, I've heard some Bob Marley stuff before, like over the radio and things like that. But I don't know that I've ever ventured out there and listened to his stuff myself. Closest thing I can compare this to is like old No Doubt, when they were ska reggae and stuff like that. So I am new to this style. Maybe you are too. So let's get enlightened. This is Through the Light by Lively Up.
Try to make it big. And if everyone
All right, that was Through the Light by Brian's band, Lively Up. So if you have not dived into the world of reggae and explored it, I still feel like there's a lot of good stuff for you here. So let's do a little review. First of all, from a musician standpoint, I think the performance is really good. That guitar stuck out to me. It's just, I mean, maybe it's because I'm a guitar player, but it's just got a really juicy tone. It sounds like he's using the neck pickup, probably a humbucker on his guitar, so it creates these really nice, creamy leads, kind of like Santana's guitar tone. The organ and the drums kind of provide this like laid-back, relaxed feel, and those two components are actually what made me think of early No Doubt, like early 90s No Doubt, because they used the exact same organ sound, and their snare tone sounded the same too, which I really love that kind of trashy, metallic snare tone. A lot of ska bands use it. They tune their snare drum up real high. It just sounds really nice. There's a couple points in this song, especially in the beginning of the second verse, where Brian put some heat on his vocals and showed a little bit of grit to emphasize what he was talking about. It's kind of cool. That brings me to the lyrics. There's a pretty good message in this song. Sounds kind of like he's encouraging people to get active in the world. It's sort of like a call for people to make an impact. I think I see two problems that they bring up in the song. One of the first lines to the lyrics are, "Where did all the love and justice go?" And then they mention things like, people could be solving world hunger, but instead we're complaining about all the problems. I could see that. I mean, if you scroll through Facebook, I mean, there's kind of a lot of ranting and criticizing, especially in the political realm. I think what Brian and the band's trying to say is, hey, why don't we use our energy to put like positive change back into the system rather than use it to criticize and complain about things? So it seems like there's two problems they're presenting. The first one is, man, the world's messed up. Like, where'd all the love and justice go? And the second one is, at times, we might be spinning our wheels, maybe complaining about the system rather than changing it. So he's saying, okay, let's get focused. Let's all do our part. I think that's something worth talking about. That's a good message. I always like a song where it's not just filler lyrics. Like, it actually means something to the writer. And I feel like Brian's got something to say here. So that's cool. Maybe we should hold all the political debates over reggae music. I think that would be funny. Brian's band can just play in the background, like during the debates. It actually might really help people, like bring a calming mentality. I mean, like people are getting really wound up and stressed out. I mean, it's kind of hard not to when you look at the news and it's like all crazy stuff all the time. Like, I wonder if we're giving ourselves anxiety by watching that all the time. I don't know, but this song makes a good point. Something I liked what the band did from a production standpoint was on the last couple choruses, they sang the chorus an octave lower and then added like a speaker effect or a telephone band pass or something and blended it in. Actually, I think I've heard that effect used before on songs of similar style that I played in Tony Hawk Pro Skater games. So I think they've got a good grasp on their own genre here. Now, I don't know anything about reggae, so I don't know what a typical song order is like, but I mapped out their song and it was kind of an unusual song order. I think it flows pretty well, but just for the interest of the discussion, this is kind of what I think they did. They did a chorus, a verse, another chorus, then like a bridge pre-chorus type thing, and then another chorus, and then verse two, and then a bridge, and then a chorus. That's really unusual. I might have some of the song section labels wrong, but I thought it was interesting, like right after that first chorus, instead of going back to a verse, they go to a bridge and then another chorus, and then they come back to verse two. So I don't know if I've ever heard anybody do something like that before, and they explored a different type of song order to me and still made it sound like a single. I think that's interesting and successful. Usually, like, obscure song orders don't necessarily make for the best like radio singles, but this was the band's single and it's perfectly listenable and accessible with what to me is a different type of song order. So that's cool, and it helps the song that they've got a really catchy chorus that they sing four times. Okay, so since I am a music critic, I have to try to find something constructive to tell the band, something that maybe they could improve, and it's a really good song. The best thing I can think of is I was looking for a little more escalation from chorus to chorus by that fourth chorus to make it feel maybe just a little bit different, maybe up the stakes compared to the other choruses. And I heard a little bit of that. I heard the vocals kind of go up to become a little bit more climactic on one line. And I think the lead guitar solo is kind of going a little bit more crazy during that last chorus. But it's subtle enough that I was looking for a little bit more. So I was trying to find something that the drums were doing to kind of up the stakes and be a little bit more dynamic. And as far as I could tell, I just couldn't find anything that they did to really do that. Now, I am looking at this from a rock lens, and rock is about suspense and energy and huge climax. That might not necessarily be reggae music. Like maybe reggae music is maybe more about maintaining that relaxing, laid-back mood. So maybe this is right for the genre. I'm not sure. But if I had to pick one area to improve, I would say make those choruses stand apart from each other a little bit more. That's going to give the song more replay value too, and I think fans will be engaged with it longer. Like after they release it 2 or 3 months down the road, fans might enjoy it just as much because each chorus is a little bit different. This isn't a song like this, but like an extreme example would be, I've heard songs that sound like they just cut and pasted the chorus like 3 or 4 times and nothing changes from chorus to chorus. That's an extreme example the other way. This band did some stuff to change it up a little bit. It was just so subtle, I would have liked to see a little bit more. But it's a great song. This is an awesome first single. I'm looking forward to seeing what this band does next. I think that some rock fans are going to like this, and fans of a lot of different genres, so I think it's got some crossover potential. If you want to hear this song or follow the band and get future releases, the band name is Lively Up, and I found them on Spotify. And I'm sure they're probably on Apple Music and iTunes and Amazon and any of those other places. So if you want to support the band, wherever you buy music, go look up Lively Up. And if you want to hear Brian play, come out to Augustino Brewing on March 19th at 7 p.m. It's going to be a good show. There's a lot of really good craft beer there. I know Augustino's just got one of their best beers back on the menu, Bad Squirrel. It had been off the menu for a month or two. And they also just put out a red IPA. It's pretty good. I tried it last week, and I've never had anything quite like that. I liked it quite a bit. I'm usually more of a dark beer fan, and I like this brewery because they've got like 4 or 5 dark beers there, so it's kind of like heaven for me. So maybe I'll see you there on March 19th. It's a Thursday night. Should be a good show. Okay, I'm going to go into a new segment. One of my goals in general, just being involved with the music scene, is to help musicians. So occasionally I thought maybe I'd throw out helpful tips for musicians that normally I picked up from somewhere else because I'm still kind of learning the ropes as an artist myself. But I've been listening to this podcast a lot called the DIY Musician Podcast. If you've ever heard of the company CD Baby, they distribute independent artist CDs and digital downloads and stuff like that. Like I just distributed my Vandarth album Space Coffin in January through CD Baby, and they've got a podcast, DIY Musician Podcast. Super helpful. Like if you're trying to figure out how to market your band or to find fans or how you can have a successful album release, that's the type of stuff they talk about on this podcast. And the most recent one that came out last week was Social Media Hacks. So if you're trying to figure out which platform you should focus on or how any of them work, how the algorithm on Facebook works, Instagram algorithm, any of that stuff, they talk about it on that episode. So that is my musician tip for the day. Check out the DIY Musician Podcast. I also wanted to throw this question out there that I have and see if anybody knows the answer. I've been trying to stream some live performances on Facebook. I'm using a Blue Yeti microphone and my laptop. What I'm hoping to do is to go to shows and like live stream one song from a band so that way more people can see them and kind of raise visibility of the music scene and stuff like that. But I'm having this problem. Whenever I stream from my laptop, it sounds like the band's underwater. Like even if volume's not an issue, they're playing acoustic, I use my nice microphone, it sounds like a bad MP3. So I was trying to figure out, like, does anybody do live streaming? Has anybody had this problem and figured out how to solve it? I know that Facebook's live streaming is lower quality than YouTube, but like if I can, I feel like there's more potential for reach on Facebook Live. I was hoping to figure it out. I had a friend go and stream from her phone right next to me, and hers was fine and mine was not. So I just can't figure it out. Like, is it my laptop? Is it a setting somewhere? So if you know anything about this, give me a shout. hop on the Mind of a Musician Facebook page and send me a message. All right, that's all for this episode. I will be back in a couple weeks. Hopefully I'll make another episode like fairly soon. Last time I got the flu and then I had a cold and then I had jury duty. So it's been like a month. Plus my own album release was in there and I was just crazy busy getting ready for that show. So I'll be back in about 2 weeks. And until then, check out Lively Up. Maybe I'll see you at Augustino Brewing on March 19th.